Norman Rogers Drive is closed to through traffic to facilitate roadway rehabilitation and configuration improvements. Motorists and residents should expect daily road closures from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Johnson Street from University Avenue to Sydenham Street and Berry Street from Brock to Clergy West for paving operations. Sydenham Street is closed to through traffic between Princess and Queen for the Sydenham Street Community Space. And long-term closures remain in place on Princess Street from Frontenac to Division, Aberdeen Street between Johnson and William, and Berry Street at Queen. Coming up at 5, the City of Kingston has installed 3 community food pantries as part of a pilot project to increase options for low-barrier food access. CFRC spoke with 2 of the organizations administering the program across Kingston. And now your weather outlook for today. A mix of sun and cloud, hazy in the morning, wind becoming southwest 30 kilometers per hour, gusting to 50 late this morning, then northwest 20, gusting to 40. High 31 with a humidex rating of 33, UV index 9 or very high. Tonight, clear with a low of 17. This has been your morning news brief. Be sure to start your day right by staying tuned for Indie Wake Up Call coming up next.
When it comes to Kingston real estate, local experience matters. Kim Purcell is an award-winning realtor born and raised in Kingston with over a decade of experience and 100 five-star reviews. If you want honest advice and results you can trust, choose Kim. Visit kimpurcell.ca today for more information.
Mark your calendars for an epic weekend of fun at Wolf Island Music Festival featuring Shad, Ken Yates, Georgia Harmer, Noble Rot, Rachel Bobbitt, Tiny Horse, Lake Porter, The Codaz, Brody Christ, and DJ Dina. The fun happens at St. Margaret's Hall on Wolf Island, August 7th and 8th. And you can get your tickets and festival passes now at flyingvconcerts.com.
This is Busty in the Bass, and you're listening to CFRC Radio 101.9 FM.
Okay. First, I'll access the secret military spy satellite that's in a geosynchronous orbit over the Midwest. Then, I'll ID the limo by the vanity plate Mr. Big and get its approximate position. Then, I'll reposition the transmitter dish and the remote truck to 17.32 degrees east. Hit Westar 4 over the Atlantic, bounce the signal down into the Azores, up to Comstat 6, beam it back to SATCOM 2 transmitter number 137, and down to the dish in the back of Mr. Pig's limo. It's almost too easy.
Anything I want to be, so don't wake me up when Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
My goodness, what a smoky hellscape it is out there.
Yeah, it's rough out there today.
I love it, but thanks for coming along with us. It's Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. We're here to just like chill you guys out.
That's right. It's a chill morning.
It will
chill
be.
Morning.
I think it will be. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
Seth W.J. Hunt
back in the booth. You're going to be joining us all morning long today?
I'll be here all day.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's excellent. We got Seth on the show today. He's going to be chatting with us about his amazing show coming up. Is it this weekend?
It's Friday.
Friday?
Yeah.
And where is it? What is it?
Ottawa at Ottawa Blues Fest.
There's a blues fest in Ottawa?
There's a music festival in Ottawa. Yeah, it's a small music festival. We're going to be playing there.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, you'll be talking to us about that, about your life, about your tattoos.
Sure.
Why not?
Why not?
And also, it's a special show today because it is all new music day today. Every single tune.
Oh, cool.
Brand spanking new.
Awesome.
Yeah, including that first one. That was Wanting Q out of Vancouver, British Columbia with her new single, Don't Wake Me Up. But no, please, wake up.
We got to get up.
We're here.
We got to get going.
Absolutely. Yeah. You got us till 10 o'clock. Simone Lamone's on her way in. We're going to talk about Fire Smoke. We're going to talk about Little League today. Mm-hmm. We're talking about Ottawa Blues Fest and the life, lovers, and laughter of Seth W.J. Hunt.
Let's do it.
Awesome. My name is Jeff the Nerd.
Seth.
And this is CFRC. Here's a new one from the land down under. This is a band called The Gnomes. This is All Be There.
So far, and I'm this is the Dean here. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston. Woo!
There were no utensils in medieval times, hence there are no utensils at medieval times. Would you like a refill on that Pepsi?
There were no utensils, but there was Pepsi?
Dude, I got a lot of tables.
This is Dotes from the Jerry Cans. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 out of Kingston, Ontario.
Get your money!
Get your money, baby.
I eat my protein. I'm all about me. I hit my 20,000 steps like a light breeze. Lily on my biceps, ooh, it's heavy. But I can carry it, baby, I'm strong.
Tell me, girls.
Who are you doing it for? Cause I'm doing it for me. Making bank and a little bit more. Don't I look healthy?
A lot of talking now. I just keep working out.
Girl, I don't need your money.
Oh, yeah. New stuff from Lou Calla right here on CFRC. It's Indie Morning Wake Up. Good morning, everybody. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
Seth.
And I'm Simone the Moan.
I'm Marika.
Awesome. We got a full house today. Thanks for coming in, you guys, through this smoky wasteland out here in Kingston, Ontario. It's pretty bad.
Scary.
It is scary.
Yeah.
Nothing scary about that last set, though. GYM by Lou Calla, brand new stuff. It's our another brand new music show, all new stuff today. We also had in that set Gray Delilah with Shake That Thing, with that dude from the television series. I can't remember his name. Also in that last set, we had the McCharmleys with their brand new one, Can't Help It. And we opened it up with the Gnomes from Australia and I'll Be There. Good times. Thanks again for coming in, you guys. We got Seth W.J. Hunt.
Yes, hello.
Seth, you're excited. You're playing the Ottawa Blues Fest on Friday.
I am, yeah.
It's gonna be good,
I saw that Vinny was there last week.
Yeah, he went and saw Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. A lot of people were there. Yeah,
that would look like a good time, yeah. Simone the Moan, you're in the house today.
Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. This time of morning, we like to talk a little bit about our lives and how, you know, present company withstanding, how sad and pathetic our lives are. Simone, what's going on with you? What's new?
Well, my family came to visit me, so that was cool.
That's right. How's that?
It was good.
Yeah.
I liked the cheesecake I made.
You made the cheesecake.
I did.
You're worried about that cheesecake.
I was worried, but it turned out great.
Nice.
Yeah.
How long were they down for?
They're just down for the day, so we saw the buskers.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the kids were very excited about the balloon man.
The balloon man.
Yeah. Ooh. He had a giant balloon that he, like, disappears into.
Ew.
But unfortunately, his balloon popped.
Nice.
So.
Serves him right. That's awesome. And Marika, you're in today.
Yes, I am. Thank you for having me.
Oh, no problem. Thanks for coming in. What's new? What's your DJ name, by the way? You must have like a DJ name.
I've been trying to come up with one for years.
Really?
And I just don't think I can come up with anything weirder than my actual name.
Right.
Marika, so stuck with that.
Well, you're in a good think tank here. I think by 10 o'clock today, We should be able to think of one.
We should. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, because we thought of yours, Seth. What are we, big man on campus?
Something like that.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I like that.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you got us here till 10 o'clock. We'll figure out Marika's DJ name before then.
Perfect.
Anything new and exciting with you? We like to talk about our lives, Marika. You got to make us look good.
I am having so much fun doing these program reels kind of things, and I've met so many awesome program volunteers here. So if you've had the chance to chat with me, I hope you had a good time, because I definitely have so far.
Amazing. How long have you been a DJ here for now?
Oh, 2 years since my second year. Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah. Right on. Seth, you've been here longer.
I think so.
Yeah. So, Seth, you're in the studio. Let's talk about California. You've relocated.
I have.
You're down there now.
I have relocated. Yeah. I'm back home for Blues Fest and then go to BC for some shows. So
okay.
I figured I'd make a little, I don't know, I've been here for like a week and a half now. So it's been good to see everybody. And
nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're saying off air. Time zone change. How's that treating
it's,
you?
It's you know what? When I got back, I didn't think it'd be too bad, but I've been staying up till like 3 o'clock in the morning, and then going to bed and waking up at like noon.
Amazing.
Every day. So it's not sustainable. It's not great, but you know, I'm back now. I got up nice and early. I got up at 6:45 today.
No kidding.
Yeah, it was
man.
Good. Yeah, it was a good time.
That is excellent.
Yeah.
You're no longer living the rock star lifestyle of sleeping until noon. Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. No.
Excellent.
No. I try not to. Like, I try to be up by like 7 o'clock at West too, roughly. But
yeah.
Doesn't always pan out like that when you have nowhere to be during the day.
So, but you have somewhere to be on Friday. You're going to be playing Ottawa Blues Fest. Tell us about that. What's the, like, what do you do? What's the protocol? Like, what do you just show up, you go up on stage with your guitar, or do you have to, like, you know, walk us through what that's going to be like?
You know, I've never played a show this big before.
Yeah.
So I don't really know, but, like, I think I'm just going to treat it like any other day, right? Like, it was, you know, got to get up, got to go get the guys, gotta load the car, drive to Ottawa. I like, you know, we have a pretty early sound check, so we'll get to eat lunch and do the whole thing up there. I think it's like the first festival I played that's like catered.
Nice.
So get some free food all day.
Wonderful.
And, I'm just looking forward to checking out all the bands. There's what we always talk about, the French. On
Angine de Poitrine.
Yes, they're playing like before, like right before us.
Oh, really?
So
nice.
We're looking for like on a different stage, and we're gonna go check that out. And we're just stoked to check out all the bands. Like we go on at 7:15, but music starts at 4:00. Like everywhere else, so we'll have a lot of time to
kind of meander around,
check things out, and
nice.
You know, panic and, and run around.
How many? Like, what's the crowd like? How many people are they expecting? Like, I was looking at some of the videos from last week again. Vinny the Thrill at Limp Bizkit looked like a couple dozen people there.
There's a couple dozen. Yeah, I think there's like 40,000 or something like that.
What?
Because That's the capacity, but so I was watching the news and they were saying how this night at Ottawa Blues Fest is looking like it's going to break the record for attendance currently held by the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Really?
Yes,
that's a big deal.
If that breaks the record, I will be so happy. But I'm just trying to, you know, shift everything from nerve into a mix of nervous, excited.
Yeah, I mean, like, you're a pro at this point. You've been doing this a long time. I know it's a big crowd, but like, I feel like, you know, so do you have any like strategies for like, you have any things in your mind's eye when you get up on stage, and you know, or is it, you're probably not even going to be able to see most of the people. I don't know. Oh no, you're playing early enough. It'll be daytime. Yeah,
I think it'll be, Just like any other show, right? Like, get up, do your thing. Like, I think my thing is it's going to be super nerve-wracking until, like, I kind of settle into the first, like, two songs.
Totally. Yeah.
But our set is only, like, 5 songs. So it's, by the time
cool.
I get, like... So, but the good thing is with the guys, we're doing all, like, really fast, like, upbeat, like, songs. So it's gonna rip.
Nice.
It's gonna rip. Yeah. So
excellent.
We're gonna... Yeah, and, like, I have, like, a good group behind me, so they're... You know, and they're just as excited as I am. So
that's excellent. That's pretty exciting. Pretty sweet.
It's going to be a good time.
Nice.
Yeah.
We'll pick your brain a little
Please
bit later
do.
As
yeah.
the show goes on.
Let's
yeah.
do it.
But I think we should probably get back to the tunes. Once again, this is our all new music show here on Indie Morning Wake Up. And you guys have any questions for Seth, or should we get back to the music?
Let's hear it.
Awesome. All right. We got brand new stuff from a band called Slippers. This one is called Reading Lucy's Diary. I don't know who Lucy is, but we're reading your diary. Right
Sorry,
here.
Lucy.
Sorry.
Sorry, Lucy.
Yeah. Right here on CFRC.
lunch, Lady Doris. Have you got any grease?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Then grease me up, woman!
Okie dokie.
Connie Calder, and you're one of the fabulous listeners to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
My name is Jeff the Nerd.
Seth.
And who do we have in the booth?
Simone the Moan.
Simone, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Excellent. Right on. Welcome back, everyone. If you're just tuning in, this is CFRC 101.9 FM. Place to be. Summertime, summertime.
Summertime.
Yeah. We just heard from the Brother Bicker Band with Night With You.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good tune.
That was not bad.
I like that.
I feel like that'd be like a solid like bar band. You know, you get out and...
Yeah. It's definitely like barbecue, summertime toss it on the radio.
Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. Also in that last set, we had the Holy Brothers with High in My Balloon. We had the Oddfellows with Draw the Line. We had Burgundy before them with their tune Sun Bleach. And we opened it up with Slippers and Reading Lucy's Diary. All brand spanking new stuff. Mm-hmm. I love it so much. I love it so much. Yeah. Welcome back, CFRC. Seth, thanks for coming in again.
Thanks for having me. Yeah.
You're playing the Ottawa Blues Fest on Friday night.
Friday night. Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
It's going to be a good time.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be a really good time.
I'm excited for you. That's going to be excellent.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you.
Simone, your family's back in Ottawa, right?
Yeah.
Are they going to go to the Blues Fest?
I don't know. They got a lot of kids.
They're a little young.
Yeah, Fair enough.
Have you shown your nieces the Angine de Poitrine yet? Are you going to blow their minds
not yet.
What do you think they're going to think of that?
I think they'll think it. They'll be like, I don't get it.
Yeah,
fair enough. I think that's neither do I. Yeah. I don't understand.
It's amazing. Yeah, welcome back. It's Indie Wake Up Morning. This time of morning, we like to usually shoot it over to our sponsors, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Yeah, at the corner of Barrie and Clergy Street. The paving is done on Barrie Street.
I saw that today when I was coming down.
Yeah.
It was good.
Nice, brand new, black as night tar road.
That's right.
Just in time for summer. And I saw that they were just setting up for another Little League championship going on in the park just south of Old Farm.
Okay.
Very exciting. This is the third summer in a row that they've done that. There's three games scheduled today. So we'll see if their tiny little lungs can handle this smoke.
Jeez.
But if you're downtown, go to Old Farm, get yourself an ice cream cone from Kawartha Dairy, and get down and check out some Little League. That's like peak summer right there. It's baseball.
Yeah, baseball.
Baseball in the park. Yeah,
absolutely.
Simone, what's peak summer for you?
Peak summer.
Peak summer.
What is it for me?
Yeah, like peak summer for me is like getting a hot dog, getting an ice cream cone, going down to the park.
Probably like going down to White Mountain.
Oh, yeah.
I really like their frozen yogurt.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then
get over to Springer Market Square and see what's going on there.
Yeah, just poke my head around.
Have you been down to Market Square lately to like, you know, you like, I remember last summer you were down there doing like your salsa dancing.
I haven't done any salsa dancing yet.
Yeah.
This season yet.
There's still time though.
There's still time.
You're thinking of doing it though, right?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. Right on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet. Yeah.
Would you do salsa?
No, I would not.
No.
I would watch.
What about line dancing? They do line dancing too.
I'm not a dancing guy very much. I don't know. It depends on how much.
You're a stand in one spot head bopper.
Yes, you got it. Yeah, the typical hipster dance where you have your one hand in your pocket,
of course.
Your other hand on your paps.
Yeah.
Or you
cross your arms. I've seen you do that.
I do a lot of arm crossing as well.
It's not that you're not enjoying it, it's that
that's how I enjoy
it. Strange.
Okay, I got it.
Absolutely.
I got it.
Except for about a month ago, Seth, I saw you play at the Broom Factory.
Yeah.
And I made the mistake of like not eating or drinking anything that whole day and going there right after work and then celebrating my birthday a little too hard. I was dancing that night. That was fun.
Yeah,
was
okay. I do remember this now.
Yeah.
It's coming back to me.
Yeah.
It's coming back to me.
It was good because after your show, we boogied over to the merchant and saw Squid Pistol play. Have you ever seen Squid Pistol?
No, I haven't.
They're real good.
Are they good?
Good heavy rock. A lot of good rock covers. Excellent band.
Okay, cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Totally.
Yeah.
Old Farm Fine Foods, our amazing sponsor.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Old Farm Fine Foods.
Thank you, guys. They do, just to turn it back to them for a little bit before we get back to the tunes, they do catering, a lot of group catering and things like that. We have in the past catered music festivals and artists, things like that. I know that we're providing a spread for DJ LK's Analog Island Festival that's coming up this weekend.
Cool.
But Seth, off air, you were saying, like we said, you're playing Ottawa Blues Fest.
Mm-hmm.
And you said this is the first show you've ever had catered?
I believe so.
No
kidding. Like actually catered. Yeah, like we've had shows where there's like snacks and whatever, but this is like full meal catering.
Ooh,
can
nice.
You like divulge or will you get into like a legal kerfuffle?
If you give me 30 seconds to pull up the menu on my phone.
If you were going to feed a rock band, what would you feed them? Think about
it. That's a good question. Like for lunch or breakfast or like what?
So
which?
There's food from 12 to 3 and then 5 to 9.
Okay. So 12 to 3 would have to be a bit of a lighter fare.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something portable, maybe. Something they could grab too.
Yeah.
You know, what about sliders? Would you like sliders?
Ooh.
Tacos?
Okay.
Maybe
yeah.
That might be messy though.
Maybe. I have here is it says entree options will include beef, chicken, fish, vegetarian, and vegan.
Cool.
Ooh.
If you wish to be transported over by golf cart, please let your stage manager know or your green room host know, and we will happily do so. Meal tickets and credentials will be given to all performing artists and crew upon arrival. Note, we do not fulfill dinner buyouts or after show food.
Okay. That's awesome.
But you can eat from, it says, an excellent buffet runs behind the main stage from 12 to 3 and again from 5 to 9.
Okay. Wow. A buffet. Yeah, just like Taylor Swift's wedding. That's awesome.
Yeah, no, so I'm going to go, you know what, I've done some thought, and I think it said it's subject to load-in time, so we're going to get there early because we want to eat lunch.
Right.
And I think I'm going to do like chicken for lunch, like something to kind of like, you know, I want to fill me. I'm not going to eat before I play.
Yeah.
And then after we're done playing, I'm going to go make a mess of the beef and probably potato. Just go right to town on it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
So like you're going to be backstage. You're going to inadvertently meet Sheryl Crow. She's going to walk by, you know, most beautiful woman on earth. And she's going to see you like a petulant child with rib sauce all over you.
Yeah. You know, that's funny that you say that because I was like thinking about, because I have like what I'm going to wear on stage, but I'm not going to wear that all day because I'm going to be outside.
Of course.
So I was like, okay, I'm probably just going to wear what I always wear before shows, like gym shorts and like just like a band tee. But then I was like, what if I don't want them to think like, oh, this, like he's just like, who is this guy?
Like, I like it though, because like if you're dressed like super casual and let's say you've got your lanyard on saying you're allowed to eat at the buffet and you've got your golf cart pass, your mm-hmm. VIP golf cart pass, mm-hmm. they might not think, not to be insulting, but they might not think off the top that you're an artist.
Right.
So then you go on stage and completely blow the roof off the place.
That's fair. Yeah.
And then they'll be like, oh, that guy that was stealing the buffet is actually amazing.
He's putting bread in his pocket.
Yeah, exactly.
Now he's on stage.
You're going to pull some bread out of your pocket on stage and just start notching?
Seriously. Yeah, notch.
So let me guess what your, let's guess what your on stage clothes is going to be. I'm thinking it's going to be one of two things.
Okay.
Either you guys are all just going to wear overalls and nothing else, like the Bobby Lees, just mm-hmm. matching.
Overalls and nothing else?
Just overalls. No shirt. Mm-hmm. Just overalls.
Okay.
Like Oshkosh Bagosh. Or mm-hmm. you go the opposite. You go like Bay City Roller style. And I'm thinking like sequined one piece jumpsuit with like, you know, the neckline goes down to your belly button. You got a big gold medallion.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe some platform shoes with some dead goldfish
in
the bottom.
What do you think that we're going to wear, Simone?
I don't know. I think you're going to go kind of like a casual, kind of chic. You might, I don't know, you might have like a necklace of some sort, white t-shirt, and I don't know, just like slacks, I guess.
You would be very close.
Yeah, slacks, so like navy slacks or something, and comfortable shoes.
Yeah,
you know, but a nice fitted like white shirt, like not just a grimy like white shirt, like a nice fitted white shirt, little chained action, maybe a couple of rings or something.
Yep.
You know, something like that.
You're pretty much bang on. So it's funny, we actually did think about the overall thing.
Did you really?
Yeah, we actually did. We were gonna get them like custom painted.
Cool.
But we couldn't on time. And so, yeah, I'm going to do like a nice white, it's like almost like a mesh shirt. It's like really airy and light. And it's kind of like a V-neck. But I'm going to do it tucked into, like, I have these, like, you know, like the Dickies, but they're like, not even blue. They're like a dark green.
Okay, yeah.
And then I'm going to be wearing some yellow Sambas.
Oh, Adidas. Nice.
There you go.
So excellent. Yeah, I'm excited for the, and then I'm going to switch in from my pants just into black shorts after white shirt so I can go watch everybody else.
Amazing.
So,
yeah, nice.
I thought you guys were just going to all go up dressed as Angine de Poitrine and confuse the heck out of everybody.
And then not play nearly as well. Yeah. I'd be talking.
You just find their costume backstage. You might see their faces backstage, maybe.
I might expose them.
Yeah.
Yeah, blackmail. Cool.
It's Pauly Shore and David Spade the whole time.
Yeah. They're like, we followed you here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, maybe, who knows? Maybe it's Robin Hitchcock. We're going to get back to the tunes. We got some all new stuff.
Nice.
Brand new stuff from Robin Hitchcock called Yesterday's Rain. We could sure use some rain here in Kingston. And then after the break, we're going to talk about events, find some stuff that's going on in and around K-Town. If you can't make the Ottawa Blues Fest on Friday,
yeah,
we'll find some lesser things going on.
Let's hear what we got going on in Kingston.
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Well, back to the tunes. We'll see you guys after 9. My name's Jeff the Nerd.
I'm Simone the Moan.
Seth.
And this is CFRC 101.9.
Peter Fonda and Susan George are Dirty Mary and Crazy Larry. There's nothing they won't try.
Larry's what you call your crazy man, and no chance he won't take.
Hold on, baby, this is a roller coaster ride.
As for Dirty Mary, ain't no kind of loving she won't make.
Oh, yeah, right on.
Right on.
Peter Fonda and Susan George are Dirty Mary and Crazy Larry. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
FRC, this is Charlotte Cardin.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chittilen Memorial Musical